At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Latest polling showing a very tight race.
In key battleground states like Arizona and Nevada, Trump leads Harris 48% to 47%. Conversely, the Democratic nominee leads the Republican candidate 48 to 47% in New Mexico and Colorado. One poll has them tied in Pennsylvania, another has Trump leading there, and two other polls have Harris ahead. Harris leads Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin, and one poll has her leading multiple candidates in Virginia. North Carolina, still recovering from hurricane damage, sees Trump leading the vice president 50 to 47%, and a new poll from Tip Insights has Trump leading Harris by 1 point, 49 to 48% nationwide. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Meanwhile, the former president at a rally today in Pennsylvania.
With your vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of massive numbers of criminals coming into our country. Thank you very much, Kamala and Joe. And I will bring back the American dream, and we'll bring it back stronger than ever before.
Mr. Trump also this evening appearing at a huge rally in Macon, Georgia. Also at SRNNews.com, rough weather in central Oklahoma.
There are signs of houses ruined and reports of people injured in the Oklahoma City area. Authorities say a tornado and severe thunderstorm struck the Oklahoma City area during the early morning hours, causing injuries and scattered damage. Police say half a dozen people were taken to hospitals. Aerial surveys show homes battered with roofs torn off, trees down, and cars flipped over. There are thousands without electricity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And while there are no reports of fatalities, the number of those injured has now climbed to at least 11 people who've been hospitalized, and forecasters say another tornado watch now for most of Oklahoma this evening. This is SRN News. A famous church will be rebuilt.
Officials at First Baptist Dallas have unveiled plans for the reconstruction of their historic sanctuary, which was destroyed earlier this year by fire. The new building, which will be raised on the foundations of the old one, will feature a larger steeple and stained glass windows. Restoring the 1890s red brick building will cost nearly $100 million and will begin in January. At the time of the fire, the sanctuary was only used for ceremonial events. Worship takes place in a much larger adjacent building. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The groups promoting abortion amendments on the ballots in 10 states have raised their opponents by more than 6-1 and are spending far more on commercials, majority of that money being raised and spent around the question before voters in Florida. Influx of campaign funding in South Dakota. That includes money from national abortion groups like Planned Parenthood. This is SRN News. British Treasury Chief Rachel Reeves says taxes will increase by $52 billion to plug a hole in the public finances and provide new funding for the UK's cash-starved public services.
In the Labour Party's first budget since regaining power after 14 years in July, Reeves also changed the UK's debt rules. It's a move that will allow the government to borrow more to, as she explained, quote, invest, invest, invest. The opposition Conservatives said hiking a tax on employers was a breach of Labour's election promise and would lead to lower wages.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Tough times for a once immensely popular restaurant chain. TGI Fridays filing for bankruptcy protection, looking for ways to ensure its long-term viability. The Texas-based company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. More details at SRNNews.com.